Rex Huerman. Lawyers for accused Gilgo Beach serial killer now scrutinizing thousands of tips that the defense has put out there as part of their strategy in a bid to strengthen the defense for Rex Huerman. Of course, the accused serial killer and the Gilgo Beach murderers. His legal defense team planned to meticulously analyze the nearly 3,000 tips received by law enforcement since 2010 concerning the 11 bodies discovered along Long Island's Gilgo Beach over a 13-year period. Michael Brown, representing Huerman, emphasized the importance of ensuring a thorough investigation into all leads during the prolonged period when the case remained unresolved. We want to see these leads, and we want to see the credibility of these leads, Brown stated, underlining the potential impact of their defense strategy. He does realize that, like, not all 3,000 tips were, like, accurate, right? I mean,
I hope.
That's not how that works. I mean, he will go through these, and he will find plenty that lead absolutely nowhere, point at other people that have nothing to do with this. But at the end of the day, there's only one couple, one family, whose hairs were found on the bodies of four of the victims.
And ding, that's ding, ding,
the
ding.
Huermans, yep. Everybody. Not just one person in that household, but two. So double your pleasure, double your fun. That should be a double mint gum commercial. Don't you think that'd be a really dark one? A very dark one where it's like double mint.
They could air that around
you're
Halloween.
Walking along the beach, chewing double mint gum, and you're coming across the, God, that'd be horrible. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney, however, remained unwavering in his confidence in the prosecution's case, saying, "We've been doing this a while." Tierney remarked, indicating familiarity with the potential defense maneuvers. Huerman, who is 60 now, appeared briefly at the Suffolk County Courthouse in Riverhead, clad in a black suit, white shirt, blue tie, where his attorney updated the judge on the case's progress. This marked Huerman's first appearance before Judge Timothy Mazzei. How do we say that one? Mazzei?
Maybe?
Mazzei? Mazzei? Since pleading not guilty to the instant indictment, charging him with the murder of Maureen Brainerd Barnes, one of the victims from 2007. Again, another one they found more hairs on. During the court session, prosecutor Nicholas Santramarnio disclosed the turnover of extensive evidence to the defense, including 2,944 tips dating back to 2010, alongside lab reports and electronic device data, amounting to 3 terabytes. Brown, who had been pursuing these records for months, emphasized their importance for the defense. "We haven't received any of that documentation. We expect that will be forthcoming, but that's very important, extremely important for this case." Brown asserted, indicating particular interest in information related to another individual, the prior district attorney, considered charging with the crimes. In addition to the tips and evidence turnover, the defense also discussed Huerman's disturbing online search history, which, yes, very disturbing online search history, in case anyone questions online search history or looking up things like this. It's horrible. It's bad. I think that goes without saying. These searches included terms such as tied up fat girl porn, skinny white teen crying porn, medieval torture of women. Medieval torture of women? What the fuck?
Good Lord.
Skinny black girl slave. This is the shit that's on his computer. Like, that should just get him locked away forever right there. It's like, sorry,
you
dude.
Know, you can look up anything you want, but it also says a lot about your character. This is just horrific.
What would this say about Rex Huerman's character? You're like, hey, it's like, that would be a really interesting thing to see. You know, like, we have, I'm just thinking social media. We used to have like quotes and stuff like underneath our things. Do we anymore? Is that like on Instagram? I think there is still someone.
I think so.
I'd like to see everyone's search history. Like, I think people should just walk around. Well, even better, like with those Google the Apple goggles that they have now, the VR ones. And you walk around and it kind of like it's a fucking privacy nightmare because it can film everything everywhere. That I'd like to just look at somebody and then it just shows me their search history. Wouldn't that be great?
That says a lot about you.
Oh my God. That would be so interesting. And it would make you want to lock yourself in your home and never leave again. Huerman allegedly made these searches under the Gmail account sandbagger303. In case you have any emails from sandbagger303, you might want to look into that. Created in 2017, Sandbagger 303.
That's frightening.
Under the false name Andrew Robert. Sandbagger 303. Weird because, you know, the bodies are on the beach and sand and
Yeah. It sounds a little bit prophetic. Like, here's what I did and here's what I do.
Yeah. Moreover, Huermans lawyer Michael Brown last month defended his client's alleged sadistic search history. And this is where it's got to be really shitty being a defense attorney trying to argue this shit. Arguing that most people engage in questionable web sleuthing. One thing leads to another. You see a show about something, you start searching. And they'll talk about somebody got killed, Brown said. You start searching, and then they talk about it in another way. And you start searching. Think about it if they looked at your own personal search history. How all of a sudden you're guilty because of your search history. I can confidently say I've never looked up tied up fat girl porn, skinny white teen crying porn, medieval torture of women, or skinny black slave girl.
100%.
Or anything of the nature. And I believe there was a lot of other really horrible search histories that he has. And no, it does say a lot about your character because there's nobody who's looking this shit up for any reason other than they're into it.
Well, and that's the thing. Looking at what you and I do for a living, we could... I'm saying, quote, air quotes, could be looking at the most horrific stuff out there and say that it's part of our jobs and even our search history isn't this bad.
No, I mean, you would have never searched these sort of things when you're looking up a case. It's nuts. I mean, it's just stupid. It's nothing to do with the other than these are facts of what the fuck he did.
Why are you looking this up? Why? Yeah. What about you wants to see this?
Exactly. So that's the thing with Huermans. I'm pretty confident he's going to get it on the murder charges. But at the least, there's this and the other horrible things that they found in his computer. This is just touching the surface about some of the things that they found down in his computer. We've talked about in other episodes. Huermans' next court appearance is scheduled for April 17th as both sides prepare for what promises to be a very complex and high-profile trial. The happy face killer I know is pleading with him to just admit it, which I find very interesting. I think the happy face killer wants to get some attention. And he's finding a way to do just that. Cause I can't imagine us coming from a place of good of like, yeah, I've reformed myself and I just want to help other serial killers not do the same, go down the same tough road that I went down.
I wish he would fess up. Trial is going to be interesting, but it would be more interesting if he said, yeah, I fucking did it.
Well, for the love of God, I mean, your fucking hairs are on these bodies and they're multiple bodies. And so is your wife's. And if you give a shit about your family or anything, just admit it and be done. Go get shanked in prison and be over with it. Just get it over with.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now